Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free and bring up anything that you want right here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio, Ian here.
Cantwell.
And Mark.
And don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the variety of features that we have waiting for you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. So, Chris Cantwell, he's talking about moving to Mexico now. I definitely want to get into that here in a little bit. You're welcome to share your thoughts with us. Also, our Skype username is lrn.fm. Plus, Edward Snowden is back in the park, or was back at least, in the very same park where his bust, 100-pound bust, was taken down a couple of days ago. We talked about it in detail here on the program, where some artists... they erected this 100-pound bust, very nice-looking product. I mean, this thing apparently would have cost like $30,000.
A bust is a head and shoulders, right?
Thanks for making that clear.
Going to say, like you said, his 100-pound bust. I was like, I thought Edward Snowden was like the leaker. I didn't think he got caught with drugs.
No. Like a sculpture made out of metal, essentially. And what they did was they had put it up on this pedestal. So there's this existing park in Brooklyn where there's an existing art installation. One of them has this sort of column pedestal thing that's probably about 10 feet tall. And there's a flat portion of the top of this pedestal where they place this 100-pound bust of Edward Snowden, who, of course, for those who don't know, Edward Snowden is the guy who made headlines, lots of headlines, a couple of years ago, about a year and a half ago, for revealing lots of information about the NSA and all the spying programs that have been going on. So it's important to get the word out about this guy, and they certainly did get a lot of news coverage, because not only did they get coverage for his statue or this bust of him appearing in the park overnight, they also got further news coverage when government agents came and placed a tarp over Ed Snowden's head, basically, you know, trying to obscure him from being seen by the public. And then further, later on in the day, because they did use some sort of light adhesive to adhere the actual bust to the top of this stone column, they then later in the day removed fully the bust from the column. So it was horrifying. You know, they took this wonderful, beautiful art installation down. The artist who made this spent countless hours. I mean, this is a professionally made bust, which again would have cost probably $30,000 had the artist not, you know, donated his time to the efforts. And now some government goon has this thing, and it's probably sitting in their office.
So. I certainly would have preferred that the thing had stayed up there, but I can't, like, act surprised that you went and put this thing in a public park, a government-owned park, and then the government was like, you know, we're not, like, huge fans of this guy, and took down the tribute to their enemy.
Yeah, it's not a surprise, absolutely, but it sure did make for some great photographs with them grabbing this tarp and putting it over him. And it was funny, too, because I was reading, I think it was the comments from Yuri. He's a guy who actually moved to New Hampshire from Russia, and he commented about how this rang similarly to something that had happened probably more than once in, like, communist Russia. I don't know what the exact event was, but it was very, very similar, apparently, just to, you know, obscuring some sort of hero of, against somebody who was against the communist dictatorship there. Anyway, there's an update in the story about Ed Snowden's bust. It was only hours, according to countercurrentnews.com, after police removed an illegally placed bust of Edward Snowden from a perch in a Brooklyn park on Monday, but artists subversively replaced the missing statue with a hologram. The artist group calls themselves the Illuminator. They clarify they are not related to the three sculptors who created the original bust. Instead, they use...
We had nothing to do with the original bust, but we do happen to have a great hologram of it.
Instead, they used laptops and projection equipment to create a hologram of sorts, casting a replacement image of Snowden into a haze of smoke where the sculpture had temporarily stood.
Yeah, I kind of felt like they would have to come up with some kind of smoke.
The artist group says that the direct action is a message of defiance, which they aimed at the police who censored the original work. Okay, I was interested to know who it was that was doing the censoring. I thought it might have been park staff, but apparently it was actually the cops. Now, according to their Tumblr post, quote, inspired by the actions of these anonymous artists, the Illuminator Art Collective recreated the intervention ephemerally by projecting an image of the sculpture into a cloud of smoke. They said, our feeling is that while the state may remove any material artifacts that speak in defiance against incumbent authoritarianism, the acts of resistance remain in the public consciousness, and it is in sharing that act of defiance that hope resides. The artists who created the original statue had a quote about the what they put up there. They said, quote, we were surprised to see the way the statue was covered up before its removal as though it were a profane statement. We were equally heartened to see the outpouring of support that New York and people online have shared. Seeing flowers on the now empty monument was incredibly inspiring. But when another group of artists reinstalled the bust and nameplate in light, we were truly touched. It proves the meaning of the piece and the tough questions it forces us to answer will endure even though it's no longer physically present. We're thrilled this has inspired others to take creative action toward raising awareness about what it means to be an American and a hero. So, really got nothing else to say beyond right on, man. They did a great job.
Yeah, I concur.
Did you see John Oliver's interview with Snowden from his show?
Should we talk about it? I've got an article about
this
it.
This week, last night, or whatever it
this
is.
This week tonight, I believe.
This week tonight.
Show. Last week tonight.
Last week tonight. Yeah, whatever it is. It's on HBO, and, you know, I don't have that. But it's brilliant, and what I've did manage to get to see the interview and the whole segment. Watched it this morning, actually, so, you know, this is fresh in my mind. And he got an interview with Ed Snowden.
That's awesome.
Yeah. By the way, Ed Snowden was like 50 minutes late for the interview, so can you imagine sort of the you know, the trepidation you have making a 10-hour flight? And so they did a really great job of sort of showing that that occurred, but I have
no idea.
What's
a 10-hour flight? I'm sorry.
10-hour flight for John Oliver to get from wherever
he was physically in the same place.
He has, yeah, physically in Moscow with an interview,
okay.
Right?
I thought it was Skype or something. Okay, got it.
No.
Wow.
Real interview. And what I thought was really amazing is that they had gone out and done these interviews with people on the streets, right? And it's people in the street that make me lose most of my hope for humanity. Now, I do have to say, if you grab somebody right there on the street and you ask them a question, you know, who's Neil Armstrong, right? Like I might be like, okay, did he play the trumpet? No. The guy on the moon. The moon! Mm-hmm. Right? So, like, okay. Maybe I wouldn't look the smartest guy in the world. I guess it's Louis Armstrong, by the way, with the trumpet.
Yep.
But, yeah, maybe I wouldn't look like the smartest guy in the world in these things. You get grabbed, and you're sort of out of your element. But basically, nobody knew who Snowden was.
No one.
Very few. And then the ones that did were like, he leaked things he wasn't supposed to. And then, you know, WikiLeaks, and, you know, they mentioned some leaky stuff, right? And that's kind of cool. They got, some of them got it.
Like, didn't he have that STD that made...
I'm not sure. So then, you know, they ask him about this, that, and the other, and they sort of ask questions. And mostly the American public is not really sort of ready for the Snowden message at this point. Now, Edward Snowden sees it as, yes, I have made a big difference when he's in the interview. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like John Oliver plays it for him, and Snowden's face slowly begins to sort of sink.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
And then Oliver sort of reveals to him that this is the way you do it. And he says, he begins asking people's questions about, well, should the government have pictures of your genitals, right? And then, yeah. You know, immediately people's opinion changes, right? Like, all you people out there who think that it's Snowden did a bad thing, let's not forget the government has pictures of your genitals. Like, right now and today, when you're sending them through the airwaves to your husband or wife or significant other or whoever it is.
Presuming you took pictures of your genitals.
Right. I would advise against
roulette
that.
Or whatever your crazy thing is.
I don't know what the percentage of the American population that has taken pictures of their genitals and sent it on the internet is, but it is significantly higher than the percentage that will admit to it.
Yes.
All right.
Significantly higher.
Probably much higher in the younger demographics as well, I would think.
Yeah, well, older folks get separated too, you know, what about Skype and all that stuff?
Hold that thought. We'll come back here. 855, 450, free.
Prettier genitals, newer tech.
More on Edward Snowden. Plus, is Chris Cantwell going to move to Mexico? It's Free Talk Live.
Honestly, we canceled an appointment to have Jake euthanized, to give Dynavite a chance to save this dog's life. Jake is an 8-year-old male Akita. His entire stomach and groin area, his face, his elbows, his ears, every orifice was just riddled with yeast and sores. We had a vet treat him, and Jake didn't respond at all. My son heard a commercial for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Within 4 days, Jake started to heal. It was the most amazing thing I have ever seen. The yeast is receding, and now his belly is completely cleared up. It chokes me up. It brings tears to my eyes. Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free. If you want, join us here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE is the number. And you can join us online, of course, over at freetalklive.com, where you can get interactive in a variety of ways. You can actually post content right there to the front page of the website using our Reddit-based system over at freetalklive.com. So enjoy. Plus, Pocket Power Plus is available to you. We have one right here in the studio. It's a great,
I see it. It's all lit up.
It's a great source of backup power that you can put in your pocket. It is that small. You can also toss it in your glove box as well. It comes with a bunch of accessories that probably has the adapter that you're going to need to use the Pocket Power Plus to power maybe your laptop or your smartphone. This thing can power your remote technology for days in some cases. And I don't know how many times it can. You know what we ought to do, Mark, is we ought to actually put it through the paces and see how many charges we can get on our cell phones. Like, have you, like, walk around? Because you do this, like, you do a lot with your cell phone sometimes. Have you maybe hook up to the Pocket Power Plus every time you need to charge the phone rather than actually hooking it up to a wall?
Yep.
And just see for how many days you can keep going. I'm just curious to see what that would be like.
I think it's a great idea. I think I'm probably a poor choice for the person to do it, just because I'm bad at recording. So.
Okay. Well, anyway, you can try it out for yourself over at PocketPowerPlus9.com. That's PocketPowerPlus9.com. And it comes with an accessory pack that has, again, just about everything you need, including jumper cables, because this thing can actually, in certain circumstances, jumpstart a car. So PocketPowerPlus9.com. Use coupon code FTL to save even more at PocketPowerPlus9.com.
Every time you say pocket and then I hear the following P, I get slightly aroused. And then I realize you're talking about a battery. You
know. Let's move on and talk to Glenn in Philadelphia. We'll come back with more about Edward Snowden here in a moment. Glenn, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, that follow-up thing was done where they did the projection onto smoke. The authorities dissipated the smoke with a 6-foot stage special effects wind fan.
Are you serious? Is that a joke?
They busted the whole crowd for having traces of resin on their clothing.
Okay, you're joking.
Okay. And to which they chanted, "No arms, don't remove. No arms, don't remove. No arms, right. Don't remove."
I get it.
I don't get it.
Like, that's the from the hands up, don't
hands
shoot.
Hands up, don't shoot, yeah.
No arms on the bust, no. Therefore don't remove.
I thought that was decent.
It was a valiant effort, sir.
Yes, thank you. Bye.
I like the first part.
I like the
Thanks.
First part, yeah. Hey, you got anything else, Glenn? All right, he's gone. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. So, Mark, you were recapping for us the Edward Snowden / John Oliver interview that you recently watched.
Yeah. So, I mean, for those that haven't seen it, John Oliver spends some time with Ed Snowden. He's showing him. First, he shows Ed Snowden that, the average American walking down the streets of New York probably just doesn't know who the heck Ed Snowden is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's and then of the ones that do, they're not all entirely on board with his leaking, and quite the opposite. So then he shows him the reaction of the near total, agreement, but from the American public that the United States government should not have pictures of their genitals. And
but what if it keeps them safe from terrorism?
That wasn't the way the question was phrased.
Listen,
but
we're talking about terrorism and genitals in the same paragraph here, all right? This is very important to consider.
Yeah, that's exactly what it comes down to. So,
genital,
you know, Snowden, he's an analytical guy. He doesn't, he's doing his best with these things. But ultimately, that's you know, like he's it's a comedy show, and he's, you know, trying to play along with John. But, you know, Snowden's kind of a stiff guy when it comes to these things. So anyway, that's kind of how it went. I think the American public's far more concerned with their junk than they are with the government spying.
And, you know, to a certain extent, rightfully so. I mean, look, my generals are of the utmost concern to me, and I can understand why somebody would prioritize them, but it would seem that I feel bad for Edward Snowden in that interview, right? To like watch
Did you
that
watch
happen.
It?
No.
Okay.
But what you're describing to me is just disturbing to think about, that like you're a guy who's basically fundamentally thrown out what life you had.
Yeah, and, he had to leave his beautiful wife, and I don't know if they had a kid, but they lived...
They got back together, and it wasn't a wife, it was a girlfriend.
Okay, well, whatever. But anyway, he had to leave her to go to, to leave Hawaii and essentially leave her behind, expecting to never be able to see her again. I understand she did go to Moscow. Is she still there with him?
That's as I understand it. And, I'm not keeping Ed Snowden's love life alive here or anything
like
that.
Glad to hear that. He had to
probably
walk away.
Better than Julian Assange.
He had to walk away from a $200,000 a year job as well. So big lifestyle change.
Risking life imprisonment. I don't imagine there's a night that he goes to sleep where he doesn't wonder if he's going to wake up in the morning. Mm-hmm. There's any number of different concerns for that he thought he was doing a really good thing. And the average person on the street
is like,
I remember you mentioned Assange. When I was locked up in 2010, Julian Assange was like the big story in the news. And I was just watching like guys who were in jail for nonviolent crimes. Look at
his funny hair.
Are looking at stories about Julian Assange on the television in jail, and they're saying like, "Oh, he's a traitor. He's gonna get caught." And I'm like, "Traitor? He's not an American citizen, you idiot! Like, how does he go treason a country he's not even a citizen or resident of, you moron?" And they're like, "Oh, well, then he just sucks." Then I mean, it's just stupid.
Well, the guys in jail aren't known for their brilliance,
no,
typically.
No, not generally.
So, actually, Mark, I did have a story here about the John Oliver interview. It's from thedailybeast.com, titled, "John Oliver Makes Edward Snowden Squirm on Last Week Tonight." Strangely enough, the host of HBO's Last Week Tonight conducted arguably the toughest interview with Edward Snowden, taking him to task on the leaked NSA documents.
You know, where are all our Free State Project friends that say Edward Snowden is hurting the movement for getting made fun of by a comedian?
That's a great point. Now, what you're referencing the video that you and I were in that Stephen Colbert, the Colbert Report, put together about the Robin Hooders here in Keene. And we got a lot of crap from people within the Liberty Movement because we were willing to be made fun of. We were actual willing participants in our own lampooning.
Yeah.
And they didn't like that very much.
I will say that John Oliver clearly is sympathetic to Edward Snowden's case, whereas which one was it? Was it
Colbert?
Yeah. Was it Colbert? Okay, yeah. Stephen Colbert had no sympathy for your guys' position.
Well, now, wait a minute. What you don't know is what Stephen Colbert actually thinks, right? Because Stephen Colbert on the Colbert Report is playing a role. He's playing someone like Bill O'Reilly.
Right. Right. So he's playing the character of a guy who would hate us.
Correct.
And his character hates us.
Yeah.
Yes, but he's also a guy, if you, seen the interviews with Colbert, he's a guy that would hate you too.
Well, I don't know. How do you know that? I mean, maybe
he's a statist. He plays a right-wing statist, and he is a left-wing statist.
How do you know he's not playing another role?
I don't know.
I've heard
how
it
do
said
I know
that
anything?
He's more of a Ron Paul guy. I don't know if that's entirely true, but I've heard
believe
that
said. For a second.
Well, anyway, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Mark, you're jumping to a conclusion about what he actually thinks.
I've probably seen more interviews with him than you have.
If he didn't like us, why would he spend all of his, to some extent, give us all that exposure
for free? He didn't spend any time with you at all.
More coming up here in moments. Well, he had his producers come out. 855-450-FREE, and he certainly approved it. There's more coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
Improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial on in toll-free here. Join us on the air, or you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. But it's more fun with you on the air, because then you can, you know, tell us what you think. We can ask you questions. 855-450-FREE. Join us as well on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And don't forget, you can also enjoy all the features for free over at freetalklive.com. Plus, christophercantwell.com is also free to use, although you wouldn't mind some donations from your viewers.
ChristopherCantwell.com is powered by donations from the reader. I would very much like to sort of put everything behind a paywall and only give it to my donors. However, I sort of want this content to get out there. The donors want it to get in front of other people. So, you know, we leave it there, and I just relentlessly hound you to give me money is sort of how I operate that business.
You just put up some fresh video from yesterday where you, myself, Rich Paul, and Daryl W. Perry were all in Concord.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of fresh content, and I actually put out three posts today. So I've got the video from when we were in Concord where we testified on the gambling corporatism issue that we were talking about last night. There's a post up there about my utter disinterest in Rand Paul.
Yes, he appeared in New Hampshire. We should talk about Rand Paul tonight. We'll come back to that.
Yeah, and I announced my Some Garbage podcast Friday. I'll have Jeff Berwick on, which is sort of leading to the Mexico thing that you've been teasing.
Yeah, we'll talk more about that on the way. Check out ChristopherCantwell.com for all of that content. And let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Stephen in Texas via Skype. Hello, Stephen.
Hey, so a couple of Wednesdays ago, Chris was talking about like the nature of reality and epistemology, and I actually had a question regarding that episode in regards to atheism, and I'm actually a little curious why, Chris, you tend to call yourself like an atheist versus perhaps like an agnostic within the context of a couple weeks ago of that conversation.
Okay, I'm glad you asked the question in the way that you did, because I actually used to, I could be more accurately called an agnostic. The fact of the matter is I have no reason to believe in a deity, so I don't. As soon as somebody shows me evidence of a deity, I'm more than happy to believe in one. And, you know, I'm not saying that there is absolutely nothing outside of my perception in the world. So, you know, if what is the supernatural except for that which we are not aware of, right? If I brought a Citizens Band radio back to 1776, I'd surely be looked upon like a god, right?
Sure.
But, you know, so...
of course, you'd probably look pretty silly because you wouldn't be able to talk to anyone, right? You'd just be talking into your two-way radio. There wouldn't be anyone
else. Yeah, that wouldn't look very godly at all. I'd have to bring two of them and, like, give one of them to George Washington and, like, make this big display out of it. But, you know, let's say I brought a couple of Baofengs back to our two-way radios that we use here in Keene. Let's say I brought, like, two Baofeng radios back to 1776 and, like, put one of them up in the corner of a bar room and started being like, oh, I'm haunting you, right? Like, people would totally buy that, right?
Yeah,
they totally
sure.
think that they were being haunted by ghosts, right? And then it'd be like, supernatural, right?
Because they don't have enough information.
Right. Exactly. So, I mean, the truth of the matter is I am the first one to admit that I don't know everything. So is there something out there that I don't know about? Is there something in some form of energy that I have not yet discovered? Sure. I mean, the possibility exists. Show me evidence of it, and I'll believe in it. But
agnostic doesn't have the same ring to it. I mean, you to some extent, Chris, you are the anarchist atheist a-hole, and that's on your business card.
Right.
And it gets a laugh from people who see the card, and, you know, or at least some people. And so it's sort of the brand that you've created for yourself is this libertarian macho flash kind of guy.
Yeah.
And agnostic just doesn't have the same
feel.
Yeah,
it really does not. And the other thing is that, like, I have a complete and utter disbelief in all religion that has been brought forth to date, right? So, you know, if somebody wants to tell me about, you know, how Jesus was walking on water, I'm like, well, you know, this is the physics of walking on water. It doesn't work that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'll tell people that, you know, their beliefs are complete nonsense, and that tends to fall into the category of atheism. But hey, somebody wants to show me some evidence of something that I haven't perceived yet, I'm real interested to see it.
Stephen, your thoughts?
Cool. I appreciate the clarification, and it seems like we have a similar perspective. I appreciate that. The only other thing I have to say is tomorrow I'm going to go ask for permission to leave the country and visiting Narcopoco, hopefully early next month, depending on how quickly I can get a passport. So I look forward to hearing your own thoughts, Chris, on the issue, and that's all I have for now.
Thanks for the call, Stephen. Appreciate it. Well, since he asked for it, let's talk about the Mexico issue. We do take requests here on Free Talk Live, and essentially we are a request-based show. You call in, bring up a topic, and we talk about it. So we were going to talk about Mexico. Let's do it now. You are thinking about leaving the confines of the Shire.
Yeah, so Jeff Berwick is sort of putting together this sort of move here project in Acapulco, Mexico.
Yeah,
and
he's calling it Anarchapulco.
Well, yeah. He called an event Anarchapulco.
Right.
Feel like he still calls it that. I mean,
he is a branding expert. He may choose to do that. But I find the...
You went down there, by the way, for Anarchapulco, the event.
Yeah, I find the term anarchist to be quite a bit too much for me. I don't like it grammatically. I don't like it socially. And I just don't like the word. I think it's of no value. And I don't believe in anarchy, so...
Right.
So Jeff's a Some Garbage podcast fan, and he was listening to our...
That's your podcast.
Yes. And he was listening to the episode where you were on with me. We were talking about Molyneux and the anarchy button or whatever. And he contacts me and he's like, I'm 20 minutes into this and I love it. He's like, invites me to come down there. And
okay.
He says, you know, how would you like to, you know, live near a beach and be surrounded by beautiful women where beers are 50 cents and the police will never bother you and you'll be happy all the time? And I'm sort of like, well,
it
you know,
sounds too good to
the
be
way
true.
You put it, Jeff, that sounds really great. Now, what's the downside?
Yeah.
You know? And he's like, there is no downside. Mm-hmm. Da, da, da. And I'm like, well, all right, let me sort of look into this for myself. And I started like researching life in Mexico and sort of this phenomenon that he's talking about the police force going on strike and then the military disarming them and they're basically not being a law enforcement presence in this place. And I started looking into it, and I'm like, I started imagining my life just, you know, in Mexico. And I looked into one of the things that drives me absolutely crazy here in the United States is feminism, right? And I so I searched for feminism in Mexico, and there is, like, no feminist movement in Mexico. And so between, the police force not being a presence there and there being no real feminist movement there, I'm just like... My two major pet peeves in this world, and I've just suffered through, one of the most brutal New Hampshire winters on record, and I'm looking at pictures of these pristine beaches with beautiful women on them, and I'm like, oh, maybe this is worth doing.
Okay, I got a couple of things. First off, pristine means untouched by man, so therefore pristine beaches.
Very, very nice beaches.
Yes, beautiful beaches. Secondly... what does feminism have to do with this? What I've seen of feminism on the internet probably isn't what anybody would define feminism as, but generally it's not good. And I'm not happy with what I see, but that doesn't affect my daily life. I mean, there's no feminism necessarily going on in my property where I live.
Well, I'm still a single. How long have you been married?
10 years.
Yeah, lucky you. I don't know if I want to say that. But, I feel like the dating market is absolute crap here. Ian saw, I had women coming and going from that house across the street.
Yeah,
I mean, I could get women if I want to, and I don't want to.
They were coming from a long ways away to you as well.
And I really am to a point where, I just don't want to.
What does that mean?
Don't want
asexual.
To date. I'm the horniest guy
you're
you know.
Very driven sexually. Yeah.
Yeah, and I am really to a point that, I don't like the dating market here.
Okay.
I really just don't like
you
it.
You should try the grind. Oh, no. What is it for the Tinder?
That's Tinder is.
Try Grindr. It'll be fun.
I've been tempted to, right? I entertain the idea of switching teams. That's how sick I am of women in the United States. I really feel
so
that
So what
way.
You're saying so. Is you're getting together with women and you just can't stand them enough to even want to sleep with them.
Some of the women that I had across the street were very nice, but they've got their own hang-ups or different things, you know. But
everybody's got their own thing. Hang on. We'll come back with more here in moments. Will Chris Cantwell move to Mexico? He's thinking about it.
He can't handle American women.
855-453. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
How strong is Allegra D?
Keep my congestions out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dog. Go fetch, Fogley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
so we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you dial toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in studio tonight, you've got Ian
Cantwell.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can get wine with free shipping from Cameron Hughes.
That's right. You go to chwine.com. The proof's in the bottle when it comes to this. We had a wine tasting with Cameron Hughes Wine, and I was really impressed. I'm not used to expensive wines. I'm just miserly. And that's why chwine.com is great for me. I didn't realize that, A, all these wines were going to taste good, because I just basically drank Merlot. But they were all awesome, and they were all 90 points and above, so it gives me an indication that apparently good wines are good. And I didn't know that, so I'm delighted that Cameron Hughes makes it possible for, well, us to get $100 bottles of wine for between $15 and $30. It's amazing, and we're delighted that they're sticking with us. They're actually sending some more wines. We're going to have another wine tasting with the co-hosts, and it ought to be a lot of fun. So they go to these name brand vineyards, and they get their overages, and then they sell them with their own labels, right? So that makes it so that you can get these very expensive vineyards for a lot less. And with our special code, FTL, you can go ahead and get 20% off of some selected brands over there and free shipping on everything. And that's a big deal when you're talking about shipping liquids through the mail and all the packaging that's involved and that sort of thing. So please go to chwine.com, take advantage of this limited time offer by clicking on the microphone in the upper left-hand corner, entering FTL, and ordering some wine. Just try it. Get their sampler pack. You will not regret it. chwine.com. The microphone's in the upper left. Click on it and use coupon code FTL. Many of our listeners have tried it. Cameron Hughes is delighted with the sales that he's had. And,
yeah, good feedback, too.
Yeah, great feedback. And so please, give it a shot.
All right. So we were talking about Chris Cantwell here in studio with us tonight, considering
the idea of moving to Mexico. And Jeff Berwick, by the way, who is the guy who's pitching you on this idea, he also pitched me as well on the idea of moving to Mexico. And I'm not opposed to the concept of leaving the United States. I just like to say,
let's just go. Let's just like cut the show short, pack the crap up, and leave.
But I, my concern is that I don't like the idea of doing nothing. I don't know if I could live with myself if I did nothing. And I feel like that's what you have to do if you go to another place like that, because it's not going to be particularly likely that you're going to be accepted as the gringo coming in trying to change the Mexican system, right? Or like, you know, trying to get active for liberty in Acapulco.
Right. Ian's an activist, and, you know, that's what he's built his life around, is being an activist.
So I mean, I could build a life around playing video games and whatever the heck else, you know, I would do without activism.
I think you could be more free in a lot of places around the world doing this permanent traveler thing that has been proposed in the Liberty Movement. But I guess what the one thing that I would say New Hampshire has is sort of a community that of liberty-minded people that are sort of working towards a goal. Whereas,
well, that's true.
I have yet to find that place where people can be more free, like I believe you can be in Acapulco, and there's a, you know, enough of a collection of people to draw folks in. I think that's what Jeff Berwick is
trying
working
to do
on.
That.
Yeah.
And that's fine, but I don't feel like, you know, even if okay, so I'm fine with the idea of someone doing this. If that's what you want to do with your life, that's fine. I don't know if it's what I want to do with my life, because I don't think I could just sit by and watch as people are being abused by the state. And I know that Jeff Berwick says, oh, the police are no big deal down here. Well, maybe they're no big deal for wealthy gringos who are living in a rich neighborhood. And I don't know where. Maybe Jeff doesn't live in a rich neighborhood. But, you know,
I really say he doesn't. He simply has a very nice home.
Does he? Okay, I haven't been there, so I wasn't going to jump to a conclusion.
But you can get a very nice home. I was at Angel Clark's house. She's on, like, the sixth floor overlooking Acapulco. Has a three-bedroom, two bath, beautiful place to live. I would call this an upper end, it's not a, you know, high end condo, but I mean an upper end apartment, and with a hot tub looking out onto the.
She has her own hot tub.
Yeah, her own hot tub in the window, looking out over Acapulco for $540, including utilities.
It's cheap.
It's huge, yeah. So, like, for me to get a little bachelor pad or something like that, you know, it would be no big deal to get it for like $250 a month.
I just don't think I could stand by as the, you know, Acapulco police were abusing people in Acapulco.
Well,
and
there are no Acapulco police. That's the whole point. That's what he's pitching. He's like, the police department went on strike. The people of the city were like, life is better without you. And then, like, the military came in and, like, disarmed the police department. It's crazy. And then the police department was, like, protesting, wanting their jobs back. And the people were like, we don't need you.
Well, there is.
Really?
Certainly, there are policing forces there.
I was going to say, this is a big city. I mean, this isn't, like,
1.2 million, I think. I'd have to look it up, but I think it's more than a million people there. There are what I would call military, vehicles.
Military police?
Like, trucks with. My mind wants to remember a 50 cal in the back of a truck with guys like rolling around in military outfits, but I only saw that a couple of times. And what I would imagine as a gringo there, you're not going to face that very much. Mm. What you're gonna, that's to sort of quell gang violence and that sort of thing. So,
when somebody gets into a fight. What happens in Acapulco?
I don't know the answer to that. I didn't get any advice.
Bar fight.
Probably nothing is probably the answer to that.
Well, the private security at the bar.
Well, there's that, and then Berwick will tell you that the cartels actually help maintain some degree of order. So if there's some troublemaker in the area, you will see drug cartel people looking for that person, and sometimes you won't see that person ever again. So they are sort of running, if you will, something of a protection racket in that area, and it works out pretty well. When I was in Brooklyn, I had some dealings with organized crime when I was in Brooklyn. The guys would pay protection money to the mobsters, and I've seen the mobsters come and make good on their protection promises better than the police do, right? That, like, I got assaulted. I got assaulted outside of a bar in Brooklyn, and the guy called in the mob, you know, and they came in and were like, well, what do you want to do about this? And I was all drunk, and I was like, I want a fair fight with that SOP. And the guy with the bar was like, just make sure he never comes around here again. And I never saw that guy, not even at the bar, but never saw him again in the neighborhood. So...
who knows what happened?
Yeah.
Now, I've got to say, as far as the safety in Mexico, Mexico gets a lot of bad rap in the United States. I showed up at the Mexican bus station. Now, this is not exactly a high-end location. This is the bus station. At midnight, my bus left at 2 a.m. to go from DFA to Acapulco, the Mexico City to Acapulco. And there was a flea market next door to it. Open at midnight. With people gambling and just doing some stuff and selling some food.
Gambling sort of legal in Mexico?
I don't know.
They don't care.
I'll tell you that it was going on right in the open. How's nice. That? Let's stop asking the question about what is legal in Mexico, because that's probably not a fair question.
Yeah, like Berwick doesn't even want to answer. He's like, who cares? I'm like, is it legal to do what? He's like, why would you care if it's legal?
Okay, so all this is going on. I walk around there. I'm with my suitcase looking like painfully white guy, right? And wandering around at midnight to 1:30 a.m. until my bus came. The worst thing that happened to me is some guy found the first white guy who spoke Spanish to him, that's me, and he wanted to talk my ear off about New York City. I mean, you know, that was the worst thing. Like, it was a little uncomfortable. It's like, man, I'm done talking, and, like, you're pushing the ends of my ability to speak Spanish.
Yeah.
Because it's getting tiring for me. My brain is being overworked. But that was it. Like, I could have been my throat slit and mugged in the corner of this dark...
And this was Acapulco or Mexico City?
This is Mexico's... Okay. Mexico City, right? Mm-hmm. So it's supposed to be this big, dangerous, terrible place. At the bus station, with my luggage!
Yeah, I've been to enough Greyhound stations. That's usually a bad place to be.
Yeah. I would say it was better than Greyhound stations I've been to in the U.S. Greyhound stations in the U.S. are dangerous places. This, not so much. And when I was in Acapulco, I felt even less so. Like, it was much more attractive
less,
there.
Less dangerous.
It was even less dangerous.
To the issue of doing nothing, which you brought up, I would say, firstly, that we're not necessarily doing nothing, right? I'm a media personality. I'm a blogger. Mm-hmm. That's like my primary activism, right? Like, I can actually, I could be a much more efficient media producer potentially in Mexico, right? I can comment on American politics and philosophy and that sort of thing just as easily in Mexico as I can in the United States.
Do you think it reduces your viability as a commenter?
I believe that there are some people who might see it that way, but at the same time, I think Stefan Molyneux lives in Canada, and he's one of the most influential libertarian media producers that there is.
He's never done activism.
Right?
Not once.
Never been an activist, and doesn't even advocate that you do activism. You know, he's just talking about philosophy and that sort of thing. And, you know, I sort of will get to telling people that they should do something, but I'm not necessarily telling people what to do. I'm just complaining about the world. That's why people are listening to me.
Voting with your feet is doing something when it comes down to dealing with government.
Yeah, I would say if I was going to leave New Hampshire, I would say going to some other country would be better than going pretty much anywhere else in the United States.
Doubt.
I'll give you that much. More on the way here. It's Free Talk Live. Share your thoughts. Hour 2's next.
Indefinite extension of the human lifespan is coming. But is it coming soon enough for you and me? That's the $80,000 question. I say $80,000 because that's what it costs to have your head cryonically frozen by Alcor. I've committed to do it. I got a life insurance policy, and I made them the beneficiaries. Bam. My best shot at living forever. Interested? Contact them at alcor.org. ALCOR.ORG. Mention my name, and I get a free year of membership.
The results are in. For the treatment of nasal allergy symptoms, nothing is more effective than Nasacort. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour is prescription-strength medicine that's scent and alcohol-free with no harsh taste. It's non-addictive and provides 24-hour relief of the worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, with no prescription needed. And in a recent clinical study with Nasacort going nose-to-nose with Flonase, more people prefer Nasacort. For more information, visit Nasacort.com. Nasacort. Use as directed.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall and Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.